Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. A woman badly injured in the Indiana State Fair stage collapse is out of the hospital where she was treated for 3 weeks, though relatives and friends say she still faces a long recovery. More than 40 people gathered at a weekend vigil for 30-year-old Andrea Valinga in her hometown of Pendleton. She was transferred Saturday from Methodist Hospital to another facility where doctors will be taking her out of a medically induced coma. Valinga suffered severe head injuries when high winds blew down the outdoor stage rigging August 13th. Republican Greg Ballard and Democratic challenger Melina Kennedy will likely step up the ads and campaign talk with fall election season here. Indianapolis Star columnist Matt Tully told WFYI's No Limits show the mayoral candidates have been quiet so far.
The Ballard campaign, the incumbent, he has a pretty good record to run on, but his campaign seems scared of putting him out there. It's almost like they don't trust him to go out there and wing it in front of the media, in front of the voters, things like that. So they've been very quiet. The Kennedy campaign's talking about the issue I care most about, education, but I don't think they've offered a really full-fledged education platform.
A news release says Kennedy will announce her jobs and economic development plans today, this Thursday at noon on No Limits, the 9/11 10th anniversary show. Several Crane Naval Base employees will speak Thursday at a 9/11 anniversary ceremony. Nearly two dozen employees at the base were meeting in the Pentagon on that date 10 years ago. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Dalton Main reports.
Business manager Doris Richardson recalls feeling the building shake, but she had no idea a plane had hit the Pentagon right below where the group of Crane employees was meeting in a conference room.
The room number was 5E490, and the room number tells you where it's located, which is the fifth floor, the E-ring or outside ring.
IT specialist Henry Suniga says the group didn't realize how close they were to the impact until they had made it out.
And by the time we got probably about 100 yards away from the Pentagon, that conference room had collapsed. We didn't really know how much danger we actually was in until we were already out.
Crane's 9/11 10th anniversary memorial is Thursday, September 8th at 10:15 a.m. It will include music, a wreath laying, and remarks from some of the Crane personnel who were in that conference room. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Dalton Main in Bloomington.
The Indiana Police Agency, designated to searching the state for illegal gambling, has arrested more than 40 people over the past 2 years. Few states have similar gambling control police, which Indiana legislators created to crack down on illegal gambling when they approved adding slot machines at the state's two horse racing tracks. The head of the Indiana Gaming Commission says the officers have largely eliminated the illegal electronic gambling machines, often called Cherry Masters, from the state. The agency says more than 5,000 of those machines are no longer operating here. The Gaming Control Division has five officers assigned each to the north, south, and central regions of the state. They investigate high-stakes poker games, dogfighting rings, and sports betting. An Indiana community is trying to convince more workers to live within city limits. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Kokomo officials have enlisted many major employers to launch an initiative to convince employees who live elsewhere to consider buying a home in the Howard County city. The Kokomo Home Ownership Investment Program includes a $5,000 reimbursement for improvements to a newly purchased home. The effort is endorsed by companies including Chrysler, Delphi Electronics and Safety, and Haynes International. Mayor Greg Goodnight says 20% of Kokomo's workforce currently lives outside city limits. Ball State University has launched an initiative to boost the state's high-tech sector and create Hoosier jobs. Mobile Indiana is an education and networking effort focusing on the rapid growth of mobile communications. Ball State advertising professor Michael Hanley, who was also director of the university's Institute for Mobile Media Research, says the initiative can guide businesses looking to launch some mobile options, which he says have become the fastest-growing segments of the ad industry.
There are many, many in the central Indiana area that are in mobile now and are starting up, and I know personally three that are looking for investment opportunities now because they have a great mobile idea. They just need to be matched up with investors.
Hanley says an estimated 100 to 150 companies in central Indiana are already fully embracing mobile technology marketing and or advertising. That includes heavyweights like Cha-Cha and Tetherball. The launch of a key part of the BP Whiting Refinery Modernization Project is expected to be delayed by 2 months. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana reported over the holiday weekend the startup of the refinery's largest crude distillation unit will take place in October 2012 instead of next August. BP does say the overall project remains on schedule to be completed in 2013. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
Inside Indiana Business is supported by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to business education and career advancement. Learn more at Kelley, kelley.iu.edu.
First person is a new point of view. First Person Benefit Advisors looks at employee benefits differently, with strategies and services for keeping employees and companies well and well off. More at firstpersonadvisors.com.
The state's Education Roundtable is expected to vote today on a plan to adopt college and career readiness assessments. The group will also hear findings about education and workforce in the state during its meeting at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. National College is planning a healthcare career expo at its South Bend campus later this month. The school says several employers will be participating in the September 15th job fair, including Memorial Hospital, Walgreens, and Logan Community Resources. There are more retail jobs available in central Indiana. Texas-based The Container Store says it will fill approximately 60 positions for its new Indianapolis location. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today mostly cloudy with a high of 70, slight chance of rain tonight, low 53, and tomorrow and Thursday cloudy with rain likely, highs near 67. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 51 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is coming up on 8:38 now at 90.1 WFYI. And in sports, the Colts say quarterback Peyton Manning is doubtful for Sunday's season opener against...